Greetings to all of you this morning. Thanks for being here, for participating in this act of worship and investing your time in the brotherhood. I want to talk about that phrase a little bit this morning, is how do we invest in the brotherhood? And I came across a quote that defines how it at times may be difficult, but also how it can't exist. Paulo Freire says, "Dialogue cannot be carried out in a climate of hopelessness. If the dialoguers expect nothing to come of their efforts, their encounters will be empty, sterile, bureaucratic, and tedious." And one of the things that I so much enjoy about this church is how we dialogue corporately, sometimes about the small things in life, and we also dialogue about the big things in our lives. And we dialogue about the good things in our lives, and we dialogue about the really, really hard things that we're going through. Conversations just recently, and this is not a comprehensive list, and if you're left out, I'm sorry, but conversations that I've heard recently, or things that have been shared with the brotherhood, been about a sick spouse. We've heard about siblings that are ailing. We've all know the lack of rain. And for some of you, it affects you a lot more than it does me. Children and their struggle for health, financial difficulties, wayward children. Last Sunday, Arlen, his uncle passes away on Saturday, and Jeanette's uncle is killed later in the day. Unexpected deaths. In our church brotherhood here, that spectrum is broad. But in a healthy church, one thing that you should always be able to expect when you share is a response from a brother or sister. 5.5 years ago, I didn't know what my health problem was. I just knew I had a heart that was hurting and my left arm was hurting for a long time. And I explained that to you as a congregation. Danny, I think, was leading the share time, and he insisted there was somebody here that had something to share that they didn't want to share. And I shared that. And I don't remember who all the brethren were that prayed for me that day. But I felt such a physical release of pain through that prayer. And Lowell made this comment after church to me about, you know, you probably feel no pain anymore. And what he didn't know was he was almost perfectly on spot. And it's just so encouraging to my soul when I hear these things that cause me to be joyful with you. And it also, in the hard things, it makes me be reflective of either my past hard times or my past good times. And we know that in America, there is a plague that is scorching the elderly right now. It's called loneliness. And feeling alone in the hardest of times is a miserable way to live. But as Christians, invest in each other. Make sure that those people are not alone in your lives when you hear of things. One of the things that we have right now is, as far as I know, David is still in the hospital. And if you haven't visited him, I just encourage you to do so. I wasn't sure who got the most benefit out of our visit the other day. Well, this morning here at Center, we have our annual change in responsibilities, and it's obvious. There's teachers that won't be teaching today, and there's teachers that maybe weren't teaching last Sunday that are going to be teaching today. And it's easy to think, well, If you're a student or if you're just listening in, you don't have any responsibilities. And if your classroom is full of those people, I already pity you. And it's not, and I think it's safe to say that John Miller and James Yoder this morning didn't come to church thinking that I don't have to contribute today. In the same way, I think Eric and I are both here. I don't think we're this morning saying, I finally get to contribute to the Brotherhood. We are always contributors. And it doesn't matter in what way. And there's a lot of ways that we can do that. Contributors to the building of the church reminds me of the scripture where it says, pray without ceasing. And I'd like to think that building the church should be without ceasing. In 1 Peter 2, in the ESV, it says, so put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, as you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And when you read that living stone, I mean, you sort of have to just think about differently from all the stones that I've picked up in fields back in Indiana. You know, a stone typically you don't think of as living. But I think it's a great analogy of Jesus Christ being that cornerstone where we individually, we build on to that living stone. And it harks to me that each of you are living stones. And you are ones who are building on Jesus Christ. And others, as they see you build and as they see you grow, as you help them build and as you see them help them grow, that you are providing a safe and spiritual place for them to hook on to spiritually, connect with you. I'd like to sing Song 560 at this time.
Thou true vine that heals the nations, tree of life, thy branches sweet.
And to you teachers, you may find it challenging in creating a stimulating dialogical environment in your class, but you know as I know, that in a class, there's lots of thoughts that are going through your students' minds. They go through mine. And sometimes I have the courage to get them out. And sometimes I wish that I wouldn't have been quiet. So to you as teachers, I leave that challenge to you to get those thoughts out and to create a classroom where everybody is comfortable in speaking. I'd like for all the teachers to stand, just so we know who you are, and the teachers in the basement, the children's teachers, stand as well. Okay, you can be seated, and just pray. We're going to pray for 1 minute, and then I'll close in prayer. But pray for the people, the teachers that are closest to you, and you can do it audibly or quietly. It doesn't matter to me, but let's pray for them for 1 minute for this upcoming year. Dear Lord, thank you for helping us to understand that you truly are the foundational living stone that we can build upon. And as we gather in our classes today, as we build brotherhood, I pray, dear Lord, that above all of our efforts, that we would be mindful that it is because of you and not because of our abilities, but we ask that you would work through us and that we would build your kingdom, and that we would glorify your kingdom with our lives. Thank you for being our Savior, our Lord, our Creator and Redeemer. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.